Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We are continuing to talk about Buddy's Big Bake Down, the Battle of the Bakers.
Yeah.
This is a TV show, of course, on TLC. Check it out if you're into baking.
Mm.
I know people here in Taiwan love their bakeries. There are really nice, luxury bakeries
all over the place. Yeah.
In my hometown, there was just one bakery.
Wow.
And it's the only place you could go to buy bread and pastries and stuff like that, at least when I was a kid. Later on, some big supermarkets, of course, moved in, and they had their own bakeries as part of them. So... Lion's Pastry Shop closed down many years ago. But, you know, in big cities like New York and, I guess, Hoboken, New Jersey here, they're big enough to support these individual bakeries, especially if there's a large Italian population like there is in Hoboken, New Jersey. And that's where Buddy's Bake Shop is. At least I think it's called Carlo's Bakery.
The original, yeah.
The original. And, of course, Buddy here. Is the boss of that store, but at least that bakery, I should say. But, of course, he's so good that he has some TV shows like Cake Boss that was out several years ago. And now we've got a new one called Buddy's Big Bake Down, which is kind of like a baking competition show.
Yeah, I love these type of TV shows. We call them reality TV shows. They don't have scripts in advance. They're just filming people doing things. There are lots of different kinds of reality TV shows you can watch. My favorite are the cooking shows. I love cooking competitions. And this is fun. This Buddy's Big Bake Down has two teams that go head-to-head against each other and whoever wins. I don't know what prize they get. I haven't seen this show myself, although I'll be looking out for it in the future because I love this sort of thing. Right now, we're going to read through day two, and then we'll be back to talk about what's going on in this particular competition and episode.
Clara and Cameron design a cake shaped like a canopy bed, complete with a sleeping princess under a quilt. Clara enjoys quilting, so Cameron wants to decorate their fondant quilt with things that are important to them,such as pumpkins for their October birthdays and paw prints to represent their pets. As for the cake itself, they've chosen to make a pink champagne cake with a rhubarb filling. This concerns the judges, as rhubarb's strong taste can be difficult to work with. It could overpower the rest of the cake's flavors. Nevertheless, Clara is confident that the flavors will match beautifully and result in a delicious cake.On the other side of the kitchen, Debbie and Sage are working on a tall gown-shaped cake topped with a silver fondant tiara. Their cake features a lot of difficult components, including piped ruffles and an intricate floral design on the dress's bodice. Their pink velvet cake will have a mixture of raspberry and cream cheese as a filling. Right away, however,Debbie notices a flaw with their design. Their tiara won't have time to dry and solidify within the time limit. This could spell disaster when it's time to put the final touches on their cake. Despite the intense pressure in the kitchen, both teams manage to construct their beautiful cakes within 4 hours. Clara and Cameron cook the rhubarb to perfection and even manage to hide some flaws on their cake with perfect pink piping.Debbie and Sage's cake is gorgeous, even with an imperfect tiara. To find out who will emerge victorious in this tight competition, tune into TLC's Buddy's Big Bake Down this February.
Okay, guys, we're talking about the Battle of the Bakers. We've got Clara and Cameron, and they're designing a cake that's shaped like a canopy bed. A canopy bed is the kind of bed that has four long poles, or we call them, what do we call them?
Pillars, I guess.
Poster bed. No, it's a poster bed. There are four on each corner of the bed. And then on top, you can kind of put this cloth that hangs over, and you feel like you're a princess when you're under this bed. So a canopy bed is usually...only used for girls. I've never seen a guy with a canopy bed because it is kind of a a pretty looking bed. It originally, though, was the kind of bed that royalty slept in. So if you go to Europe and you see some of the old beds that the kings and queens would sleep in, they typically would have these big canopies, these big pieces of cloth that were hung over those four posters that were on the bed. And it's kind of cool. So they also are going to put a princess sleeping under a quilt on the cake as well. So this is kind of fun. There's a very famous musical called, was it The Princess and the Pea? And it's a famous fairy tale. And it sounds like that's what they're making their cake to look like. It's designed after that fairy tale. If you have a quilt, most of you guys have learned this word because that's how we teach the sound for pronunciation. A quilt is a very heavy blanket that you put on top of you to keep warm at night.
Indeed, Manbei, of course, quilts here in Taiwan are a little different from quilts that I'm used to in the United States, but we'll get to that in just a second. But again, this is one team here, Clara and Cameron. Their cake is shaped like a canopy bed fit for a princess, with that princess under a quilt. Clara enjoys quilting, so Cameron wants to decorate their fondant quilt with things that are important to them. So quilting, of course, is the art of making quilts, but as I was going to say, Western quilts are different. I think my grandmother used to do them using crochet. She'd make all these different kinds of squares or something and then sew them together.
Well, crochet,
and that would be called a quilt.
A quilt is typically not using yarn. You would actually have two layers of material, and then you can either sew them together with designs that you sew with regular thread. It takes hours. Or I had a quilt that I tied. So I took big pieces of yarn, and you sew little pieces of fabric together. Not crochet, because it could be a different kind of quilt. But quilting is actually sewing those two layers together by using a needle and thread, or using big, thick yarn and tying each piece together. But in the middle of the two pieces of fabric is really soft filling material that makes it warmer and makes it puffy.
Okay, so that's what quilting is all about, basically making quilts. So, of course, Cameron wants to decorate their fondant quilt with things that are important to them. So here we've got the word fondant. That sounds like a French word to me. Is that some kind of thick paste made of sugar and water that is used to make candy and cakes and things like that?
It is. I never really learned this word until I watched The Cake Boss. Because most normal people don't decorate cakes with fondant. You have to be really talented to actually use fondant. It's a very thick layer of sugar paste. It's not something I enjoy eating, but you have to use it if you're making a very complicated design where then you put decorations on top of that fondant, but it makes it very smooth. It's a very smooth layer of sugar paste. So they're making that, and on top of that, they're probably going to add different little designs made out of a different colored fondant that you could turn into people, into quilts, things like that. It's easier to work with if you're actually designing decorations.
Well, in any case, they're decorating with various things that are important to them, like pumpkins, because they have birthdays in October. Of course, October is the month of Halloween when you see pumpkins, so they want to have some pumpkin decorations on that quilt. They also want to have some paw prints, which are the images of footprints from animals. Of course, they have paws, cats and dogs, because they like their pets. So, of course, they're going to have those on the cake because those paw prints represent those pets. And represent here, of course, is a verb that just means to stand for something, to speak for somebody or something like that. Your representatives in the legislature represent you. They speak for you in the government so that you can be satisfied with your government. And as for the cake itself, or in regard to the cake, they've chosen to make a pink champagne cake. with a rhubarb filling. So pink champagne, I think that's referring to the flavor, right? Champagne is a kind of sparkling wine from France, and I guess it comes in different colors. This particular color is pink, so the cake will have a pink champagne sort of wine flavor to it.
Rhubarb is not my favorite thing, though. Rhubarb is usually used in cakes and pastries in England and not so much in America, although down south, maybe. It's kind of a bitter, I would call it a vegetable, wouldn't you, Tom? A rhubarb?
Kinda. We used to sneak into the neighbor's yard.
Oh, you liked it?
Mrs. Brunsvold had a rhubarb bush there, or a patch, I guess you could call it, and you could pick it and eat it raw. But I never really liked it. It was kind of sour, and then my grandmother used to make rhubarb pies for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't like those.
It wasn't my favorite. I had a piece just to make her happy, but I really wanted the apple pie and the pumpkin pie.
No kidding. It's a lot sweeter. Rhubarb looks like pink celery to me. It's kind of pinkish green, and it's very, you know, it's not soft. It's very hard. Anyway, this concerns the judges as rhubarb's strong taste can be difficult to work with. I mean, as much as we want the cake to look beautiful, it has to taste good.
Sure.
So they're concerned about that. That rhubarb flavor is very strong, and they think it could overpower the rest of the cake's flavor, the pink champagne. So nevertheless, Clara is confident that the flavors will match beautifully and result in a delicious cake. One of the most important things to do as a chef or a baker is to make sure all your flavors work well together. So Clara, the grandma, has probably done this several times, so she's pretty confident that these flavors will work out.
Okay, that brings us to the halfway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break now, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要来继续看第十四单元。好，我们知道这个单元内容是谈一个 TLC 它的一个新节目，叫 Buddy's Big Bake Down。我们的中文名称呢，是把它翻成蛋糕天王你来当。那我们知道这一集里面，它里面有两对，都是 grandmother granddaughter 这样的组合哦。好，那这两对里面的第一对组合就是 Clara 跟 Cameron， 他们决定要设计一个像天蓬床这样的蛋糕，这样的造型，然后上面呢还有一个被子，然后里头呢就有一位公主躺在床上盖着这个被子。好，我们来看，想想看这样的造型。不过文法上要注意的就是这个字 complete。我们说到这样子一个 canopy bed， 也就是天蓬床的蛋糕，然后呢它 complete with a sleeping princess under a quilt。 这个地方的 complete， 我们知道它是一个形容词，是表示完整的。那前面其实省略一个 which is， 当你把 which 去掉，把 is 去掉，只保留形容词的部分，这样也可以，它就是一个形容词的片语，来修饰它是一个什么样的床。这个床让它更完整，就是它配有以下所说的被子，还有被子下的公主。那我们知道，当然咯， Cameron 本身他很喜欢公主这样的主题，那他想要用对他们来说很重要的东西来装饰。他这个被子呢是 fondant quilt， 它是一个翻糖被子。哦，还有比如说像南瓜啦，还有说像爪印啦，像这样子这种东西，这都是他们喜欢的，他要放在这个蛋糕里面来作为装饰。好，那至于蛋糕本身，他又提到他的内馅用的是 rhubarb。 不过至于蛋糕的本身，看到了吗？这个片语 as for something 后面当然是加名词，中文就翻成至于什么什么。好，那这个内馅既然是 rhubarb， 那可能有一点问题了，因为评审们他是怎么想的？好，这个让评审们很担心。动词 concerns， 我们知道 concern 基本上可以当动词也可以当名词，这里说到 something concerns me, concerns Ham concerns the judges, 就是让评审非常担心。基本上他觉得这个味道可能很难去搭配哦，而且会盖过蛋糕其他的味道。但是他们可不觉得呢，他们觉得这味道其实绝对没问题，他们可以把它们作为完美的相配，成就他们最美味的蛋糕。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about Buddy's Big Bakedown. We've got two teams.The teams are composed of grandmother and granddaughter working together to win. So we first talked about Clara and Cameron. Remember, Cameron is a 13-year-old who owns her own business or has a business making cakes and things. And she works with her grandma, who probably has taught her many things. I love that. My grandma was a great baker.I wish I'd learned more from my grandma. But anyway, we talked about how they love quilting, their designs about a princess who's sleeping under a quilt on a beautiful canopy bed, which is something most princesses would have. And they've added things to their design like pumpkins because they represent their October birthdays. And the paw prints, those are the hands and feet of animals, particularly dogs and cats, their paws.And that's part of the decoration. The cake has an interesting flavor, I must say. It wouldn't be my first choice, meaning I wouldn't pick this myself. But they've got a pink champagne cake with a rhubarb filling. And the judges are really kind of worried about these two flavors not going well together. Rhubarb's kind of, well, it is very, very strong flavor.And it's not particularly sweet. You have to add a lot of sugar if you're working with rhubarb. The judges are worried that that rhubarb's going to overpower the rest of the cake's flavors. So we've got a very stubborn grandma who thinks she's, you know, going to win. And she's pretty sure about these flavors. So she's ignoring the judges' advice. And she's continuing on.And she thinks the flavors will be great.
She's probably done it before, so yeah. She's not too concerned. Of course, that's one team here, Clara and Cameron, making kind of a rhubarb cake. I think rhubarb in Chinese is da huang, if I'm not mistaken.
Do they sell it here, rhubarb?
Not that I know of, but I'm going to ask around.
I've never seen it, yeah.
I never liked rhubarb pie when I was a kid, but hey, maybe I could try it again and maybe I'll like it.But here on the other side of the kitchen, we've got the other team here, Debbie and Sage. They're working on a different kind of cake here. They're working on a tall gown-shaped cake topped with a silver fondant tiara. So a gown, of course, is a special kind of dress that women wear if they're going to a special kind of costume party or a celebration or
something.
A ball, right? It goes all the way down to the floor. Yes. You look very graceful in that. You look like a queen. Mm-hmm. You look like a princess. So that's what they're working on here. It's a gown-shaped cake. And on the top of it, we've got this silver fondant tiara. Okay, I'm a guy. I know what a t-shirt is. I know what basketball shorts are and basketball shoes and stuff like that. But I have no idea what a tiara is. I've heard the word before.
Just means crown.
A crown.
Crown for a girl. Crown for a princess. Not a king. You can call a king's crown a tiara. It's only for girls. Only for princesses and maybe the queen.
Okay, and their cake features a lot of difficult components, including piped ruffles and an intricate floral design on the dress's bodice.
Bodice.
Okay, see, I'm a guy. I don't
know these
things.
A guy, I know.
Yeah, well, to me, clothes are functional. You either wear them or you don't. Okay?
My dad wouldn't know the word either, so that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, you girls got to know that stuff.But in any case here, yes, they've got all these different components or parts of the cake. that they need to put together.
Yeah.
And we've got these piped ruffles. We did talk about piping before, using
that
little plastic bag to squirt out these designs. Mm-hmm. These are ruffles, I guess, things that are kind of, how would you describe that? Kind of roughly in texture?
Lots of curls, you know, lots of swirls. Remember these girls own the bakery called Swirly Girls? Yeah. So if it's ruffled, it's usually lace that is shaped in sort of a round. It goes round and up and round and up. It's very pretty. Guys don't wear ruffles. No, no. It's a girl thing. So I can see that they're really decorating this well. It sounds like a perfect princess gown for sure. But what they're doing is difficult. I was explaining to Tom, when you pipe a cake, you have to take some frosting, put it in that piping bag. It's actually called a piping bag. There's a little metal tip that you can change for different shapes based on what you want to pipe. You can make a straight line. You could make a line that looks more like flowers or little dots. It's a pattern, and it has to be evenly pressed to have a beautiful piping pattern come out. It's difficult. So they've got perfect peak piping, which is that pretty decoration around the edges of the cake, usually.
So they like the color pink here.
Yeah.
And their pink velvet cake will have a mixture of raspberry and cream cheese as a filling.
Oh, I picked their cake. Their cake sounds delicious.
Pink velvet. Okay. Is that the color or is that the flavor?
Have you seen red velvet cake, which was really popular? It still is popular these days.
I've seen black velvet before. I think that's the name of an old Scotch whiskey or something.
Oh, I don't know. But the red velvet cake honestly doesn't have a flavor. Sounds like they're just lightening the shade so it's pink velvet. So I consider pink velvet, red velvet, to kind of have a vanilla taste, honestly.
Okay, well, I've heard of blue velvet. That's an old song. She wore blue velvet.
But Elvis.
This is pink velvet. I'm not sure who sung that,
I think
actually.
It's Elvis.
Who sang
right?
that? I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
Maybe Bobby V or something like that. But in any case, yes, it's got raspberry and cream cheese as a filling. Raspberry, of course, is a kind of sour berry. Right away, however, Debbie notices a flaw. With their design. We've got a flaw here. That means a small problem that could affect the cake in general. Sometimes, of course, you can buy clothing that has flaws at a cheaper price. Okay, maybe the collar wasn't sewn on well enough or something, or maybe the color is a little faded after it leaves the factory. So those are flaws, and therefore the clothes might be cheaper. But they notice a flaw or a small problem with their design. The tiara won't have time to dry and solidify within the time limit. So indeed, what they've got to do is wait for that, let's see, the tiara. It's still too wet, so it's got to dry and solidify, which means to become hard.
Yeah, because if you can imagine the frosting, it's not liquid, but it's not solid either. It's kind of in between, and it has to set. You have to give it time to become harder and harder so it doesn't just, you know, kind of melt and run down the cake. It's difficult to do all of these things, that's for sure. Well, Debbie and Sage's cake is gorgeous. Gorgeous is even more beautiful than beautiful. So cute, pretty, beautiful, gorgeous is pretty wonderful. Even though it has an imperfect tiara, like Tom said, it has some flaws or mistakes on it. To find out who will emerge victorious in this tight competition. Tight means they're both very close in terms of skill, and either one could win. So if you emerge victorious, it just means you turn out to be the winner. Emerge is used to talk about something moving out or away from something else. We often use it to talk about the sun emerging from behind the clouds. So you have a sunny day. But here we're talking about what happens at the end. So they might or might not emerge victorious with this yummy sounding cake. I definitely want the raspberry cream cheese. That sounds yummy.
I'm not so interested in the cakes themselves, but I am interested in seeing the host of this show talk. I hope he's nice to them.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, probably. He's probably not mean like Gordon Ramsay,
no.
You know. Gordon Ramsay is actually quite vicious.
He's mean.
If somebody does something wrong, he calls them names and uses four-letter words.
Yes. But
I don't think this buddy guy will do that. He seems like a nice, cultured Italian guy. And, of course, this is probably a competition worth seeing. And, yes, you want to find out who's going to emerge or come out victorious.
Mm-hmm.
Victorious, of course, means the person who wins. Having won a victory, you are triumphant. You have won the competition. So, yes, indeed, if you want to find out who wins this tight competition, it's close. We don't know who's going to win. Well, you're going to have to tune in to this TV program to find out Buddy's Big Bakedown. Consult your newspaper for local times and listings on TV. Hey, do you know how to use a TV, or is everybody watching programs on their phones these
Not
days?
Not me. Oh, too small.
I like TV screens. They're still nice and big, and you can relax on the sofa, and your neck doesn't get so sore. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接下来我们就来看另外一对。好，另外一对，当然这也是一个祖孙的组合哦，是 Debbie and Sage。他们这次这边要做的蛋糕，哇哦，它的造型是一个礼服造型的蛋糕，它的外形看起来就像一个礼服。那我们再来往下读，下面就说到这个造型，这个特色是要很多技术才能达到的，不管是它的这个折边，礼服上的这些精细的花卉等等，还有呢，他们的蛋糕是一个粉红丝绒蛋糕，口味还有覆盆子口味，有奶油起司做内馅，大家可能看到这里口水都会直流了。不过这也表示这些蛋糕的做法真的非常的繁复，所以这里就出现一个最大的问题。 Debbie 发现说，他们如果要做一个皇冠的话，哇，那时间就会来不及，因为没有办法及时内干燥凝固，那怎么办呢？这可能会造成 disasters。 Spell disaster， 看到这个片语吗？这就表示造成灾难。好，接下来呢，我们知道这个比赛压力很大。 Despite the intense pressure in the kitchen， 我们看到 despite 本身就是一个介系词，所以它一样的后面是接名词哦。另外一个相似的片语可以跟它相等的就是In spite of， 这样三个字的组合，这也是一个介系词片语。当你看到 despite， 看到 in spite of， 记得后面加名词。而另外有一个也代表虽然的，那是什么呢？那是 although， 可是 although 是一个连接词，所以就必须要加子句了。而这里看到吗？ The intense pressure in the kitchen， 那是一个名词，不是句子，所以不可以等于 although。好，谈到这边，当然我们知道这个比赛里头两边人马都非常的认真，也非常的用心，而这个比赛将会是一个 tight competition。 tight competition 也就是表示是激烈的竞争，最后谁获得胜利，那就要请大家看蛋糕天王你来当。好，我们今天讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. And try not to eat too much cake. It can be quite fattening. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.